Accession number 28528, Reel 19.
Reel 18.
That the Germans, however, clearly, as Philip Wickham also said, were very poor in their field gunnery and particularly in any counter-battery efforts. Had they been as good as us, Brother Philip would certainly not have survived unwounded, nor, I think, would I.
I thought it's possible, Tony, that some people may be interested in purchasing your book, Indelible Memories. Well, and how would they go about that?
Well, the only way they go about is to write to me. So, I mean, I think there are now only about 100 copies left. But, I mean, if you wanted, I will keep about. In fact, I haven't been trying to sell it for quite a time now. I think there are actually 150. So some of them I've found in the past that, you know, I keep 30 books and then about 3 years later I found I haven't even got one for myself because people are. So, I mean, if you thought it worthwhile putting in, I could just say it was a limited edition of which a few copies still remain. If anyone is interested, they could let me. I could give a little introduction on why I wrote it.
I think that would be very fitting, yeah.
Indelible Memories of Battlefields and Playing Fields was my 14th and final book. I started on it because I was booked for a 60th anniversary battlefield tour of the surrender of 250,000 Axis troops to us in Tunisia. And obviously, having done half the book on that, because the battlefield tour was cancelled at the last moment because of Iraq and being near to Algeria. I was asked by the family to write my memories in the blank period that left me of the war, and having started on that, I later added memories of the three sports to which I played to international level, namely soccer, cricket and fly fishing. I had that. The book was only a limited edition print, in other words, 1,000 printed, and about 850 had been sold. So if anyone was interested in getting a copy, the only way to do so is to write to me at H.A. Pawson, P-A-W-S-O-N, at Manor House, Chilcombe, near Winchester, Hants, SO21-1HR. Should anybody want a copy, they are welcome to have it at half the shop price of £20, in other words, for £10.
During the years that I've been making these recordings for the IWM, I've discovered or came across four interviewees, war veterans from different theatres of war, who, like yourself, well, you're the fourth one, who has developed amnesia. You can only describe it as amnesia.
Yeah, yeah.
All lasting different sort of lengths of time.
Yeah.
And I wondered what you consider caused your amnesia?
I think that's very difficult to know precisely. I think it was partly through the sheer boredom of a year doing nothing, because I think we didn't even do much training. But that said, I think it's very surprising I didn't and still don't remember the 84 officer dinner in the Cafe Baghdad with four regiments, which I must have. I didn't remember the parades when Churchill and the King came by. And so I just don't know, but I think it was partly what John Bodley said, that you suddenly went from intense action and intense worry to a nothingness. You weren't doing anything, you were just waiting around to be asked to do something. And I think somehow that just dried you up. I think the second thing also is that the war was so terribly vivid in your mind, and I couldn't be quite sure whether I remembered any of it afterwards, and I did at least write one letter home which included some of it, like the story about the mess hut we had. But I think it's all so much more vivid. And then I suppose things that were vivid for me turn to other things like cricket and football and fly fishing. So it may have been vaguely there for a time, but my other vivid memories were all of something different after that. So that's, I'm afraid, the best I can do on it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your memories with me.
Not at all. Delighted to.